Now, let's return to the subject of the traffic lights in Hereford. A local resident has started a petition to have the 16 sets of lights at Belmont turned off. Colin James says it will ease the congestion on the A49 and on the A465. He wants his idea trialled.
We had an incident going back in September when the lights were broken down. And if you have a look on the website, belmontvoice.co.uk, you'll see a whole debate from a lot of local people. And, you know, 99% of the people on the website agree when these lights are off that the traffic flows. We've actually got pictures there to show, I think it was taken at 8:30 in the morning on that particular day. And every time these lights are off, the traffic just seems to flow. And people have got common sense. They treat it as a roundabout.
Well, Keith Firth is a traffic flow expert. Morning, Keith.
Morning, Kate.
So you've heard what was said there. Why does the traffic flow better when the lights are off on the island?
Well, I think the experiences that Mr. James was having in the morning are understandable because there's not much traffic coming out of the superstore at that time in the morning. So it's possible that it wouldn't necessarily be the same if it was in the evening peak or at the weekends.
Right, okay. I mean, you can see what's happening on the internet. What is your particular view on the Belmont lights as they are and putting in yet another set?
Well, I mean, I think it's very difficult. It's obviously a very busy interchange and there are lots of conflicting traffic movements. So we as traffic engineers will take the situation as it was before with a roundabout, assess what conditions might be like if the superstore is generating hundreds of vehicles during the peaks, and then design a junction around it. And that's actually why we've ended up with the scale of junction that there is there now. But there's no guarantee, and Mr. James is right, that obviously during quieter periods, it would operate better as a roundabout.
So could you see then, say, lights on a timer, time of day type thing, or actually just take them out and let's see how we get on?
Well, it's very interesting. It's only in the last couple of months that the DFT has released advice, actually, about part-time signal control at junctions, not just roundabouts, but all sorts of forms of junctions. And we've got experience of switching off signals at various sites around the UK with various levels of success, actually. And there's a couple of recent examples in Poynton, in Cheshire and Portishead, where we removed signals, and everything seems to flow very well. I think the thing that's worth saying, though, is that these signals all have pedestrian crossing facilities over them, and that's a very important feature when we're thinking about control at junctions.
Mm. So what happens then? You would sort of supply this information to the council, and then the council, in their esteemed wisdom, make a decision?
Yes, that's right. I mean, we start off with conventional forms of priority control at roundabouts or T-junctions. If that doesn't work in our computer models for the peak periods, then we'll look at complex traffic signal systems. But so at the moment, there isn't really a way of assessing what might happen if we don't put anything in. I mean, there are lots of continental examples where this would just be a large open space and vehicles and pedestrians would be allowed to move through the space uncontrolled. It's interesting because I was listening to some of the reports earlier on the radio about how drivers aren't being particularly aware of pedestrians and driving through at speed and splashing and everything. So it just shows really that there does need to be a sort of culture change about how we behave at junctions.
Sure. Keith, thank you for that. Keith Firth is a traffic flow expert on the Belmont's Island lights. You can join that petition if you want to, southwyvoice.co.uk. Tim's on.